from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey's state-run news agency says U.S. airstrikes and Turkish artillery fire have combined to kill 104 Islamist militants in northern Syria. The news agency reported Saturday the strikes came late Friday as retaliation just hours after rockets fired from IS-held territory hit Turkey's border province of Kilis, wounding five people. The Turkish media outlet reported the U.S.-led strikes in Syria also destroyed seven buildings used as a headquarters by IS. So far this year, 21 people have been killed in Kilis and many more wounded due to cross-border missile attacks from Syria. Turkey typically responds to IS attacks with artillery shelling. Earlier this month, in a similar operation, Turkish shelling killed 55 IS fighters after dealing with rocket attacks for weeks. Elsewhere in Syria Friday, IS militants launched an offensive attack in Aleppo province, cutting off a main supply route in a battle with rebel soldiers that lasted through the night into Saturday. An open letter signed by 150 health experts is calling for the upcoming Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro to be postponed or moved because of the Zika virus outbreak. The signatory said Friday that to hold the Games would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and brains. In an opposing view, the director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Tom Frieden, says there's no public health reason to cancel or delay the Olympics. This is VOA News. About 1,000 protesters marched and chanted outside the San Diego Convention Center as presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee Donald Trump spoke to supporters inside. Waving U.S. and Mexican flags, protesters confronted police in the Southern California city, which sits just 24 kilometers from the Mexican border and where a third of residents are Latino. Police said they made three arrests, including one man who climbed a railing separating protesters from officers. His arrest led protesters to spray water and throw empty plastic bottles at police. Earlier Friday, a smaller group of demonstrators was on hand as Trump told supporters in the Central California city of Fresno that he can solve their water crisis, declaring there is no drought. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that he would have no choice but to retaliate against the United States over the country's missile defense system in Europe. Putin, while speaking on a trip to Athens, Greece Friday, said he will have to respond after the U.S. deployed its missile defense in Romania and Poland. Putin, who has decried the U.S. missile defense system as a threat to Russia's security, was short on details about exactly how Russia would retaliate against the missile shield, saying only that Russia was not making the first move and simply responding to the U.S. Thousands of anti-government protesters marched in Iraq's capital Friday, many carrying flowers and olive branches, before converging on the capital's Tahrir Square to call for political change. Iraqi forces were out in force in the blistering heat. It was more than 40 degrees in Baghdad Friday, and concrete barriers and razor wire blocked many streets leading toward the square. Small buses inside the security cordon ferried protesters to the square's entrance. Colombian rebels have released three journalists being held hostage by guerrillas in a remote and restive region of the country. The three were released on Friday. Spanish-Colombian journalist Salud Hernandez Mora was abducted last Saturday in Catatumbo in northeastern Colombia by members of the National Liberation Army, or ELN. She said she was treated well by her captors, who moved her frequently. The 59-year-old journalist, who writes for Spain's El Mundo newspaper and Colombian newspapers, was handed over to a delegation from the Roman Catholic Church. Diego de Pablo and Carlos Mella of the RCN network were covering Hernandez Mora's kidnapping when they were captured Monday by ELN. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.